Man accused of shooting Chicago woman in face while fighting in her niece white neighborhood. By Amy Furr on February 5, 2024. Police in Chicago have charged a 23-year-old suspect with shooting a woman in the face in November while inside a car. After the incident, which occurred in Jefferson Park, law enforcement said a person inside another vehicle shot the woman while she was in another car, CWV Chicago reported Saturday. However, investigators and prosecutors now say that is not what happened. The suspect charged in the case was identified as Nathan Frazier, a Skokie resident. An image shows the man in question. Prior to the shooting, someone drove Frazier to the victim's residence to meet up with her and two other individuals, the CWV Chicago report noted, adding the suspect had only met the woman one time before the incident happened. He arrived holding a bottle of alcohol and quickly became agitated when he misplaced his phone. But he became quiet and kept to himself after finding it in the Lexus he came in. About 2 hours later, the group all entered the Lexus to give Frazier a ride home, according to a written proffer filed by prosecutors. Frazier was apparently in the seat behind the driver next to two other people. The victim in the case had taken the passenger seat. When the suspect yelled and demanded to be returned home, the driver told him the car was warming up and they were waiting for it to finish doing so. However, once the vehicle began moving, the suspect tried to exit and the victim pleaded with him to behave, the CWV Chicago report continued. After Frazier unsuccessfully lunged toward the victim, she yelled that he would not do anything to her because this is a nice white neighborhood, the proffer said. Who isn't going to do anything, BH? Allegedly Frazier replied, in sum and substance, as he pulled the gun from his waistband and immediately shot her in the face. Following the incident, the woman was hospitalized for nearly a week due to her jaw being fractured. Medical professionals were forced to remove two of her molars and also wire her jaw shut. Officials have since charged the suspect with attempted first-degree murder. During a court appearance Thursday, Judge Maryam Ahmad detained him. Social media users were quick to offer their thoughts on the case, one person writing, "Nice work, Democrats. Is it bad enough yet?" Breitbart News reported January 28 that at least 14 individuals were shot and four of them died over the weekend in Mayor Brandon Johnson's, D, Chicago. During an interview in December when Johnson was speaking on the rising crime in his city, he said homicides and shootings were down and claimed money for restoration and reparations would help address the issues plaguing community members. Watch, Chicago mayor on increase in most violent crime, reparations money will help.